Motorcycle Diaries by Che Guevara. Pages 52 to 67. Sorry for the delayed intro there. Today in class, biggest talking point for this section, while there is a lot of hijinks and adventures, actual adventures that take place during this reading, we have the incident with the puma that ends up being a dog. We have the incident on the dance floor that gets them basically chased out of town. We have the firefighters and the assisting in the putting out of a pretty decent fire with some heroics by Alberto. But the focus point for what we are going to talk about, and while we looked at the map today to see exactly where they are in their journey, which is just getting out of Argentina into Chile, what we need to focus on is what he's starting to notice when it comes to identity and culture. And the focus points that we're looking at here are on page 56 and 57. We went over this in class. I'm just going to make sure we get this down. Immediately, he starts noticing how nice people are in Chile and that he's feeling that immediately and that they are welcoming. And I guess he's lived his life primarily in Argentina. He's familiar with this setting. And he, granted, they've gotten a lot of help already from a ton of different people. But he's talking about and reflecting on sort of the attitudes of everyone he's running into. So the one point I want to make, and only because, remember, we can play the results with this text. We can look at who Che Guevara becomes long-term. And when we read this, we look for little Easter eggs or little ideas that might say, okay, where's this man who becomes this revolutionary icon? Is it present in this novel? And while we looked at it a little bit from a philosophical or existential idea earlier, there's some cultural ideas that pop up in this reading. And the one we're going to look at is on page 57, where he starts talking about how in Chile, the Chileans have a look that is very indigenous versus the people who have come as immigrants, the Anglo-Saxons, have not mixed with them. And that this is preserving the Chilean as an indigenous race, okay, which he points out in Argentina is practically non-existent. Why this is important, this was the conversation we had in class today. This is an uncomfortable conversation for a lot of people. We talked about in class that if a person said, listen, you need to marry a white person because you're white, we would deem that racist, okay? If someone says, our family heritage is Scottish and we want you to marry someone who's Scottish, that might seem odd just because of the cultural significance of that. But at the same time, is that now racist? Is that xenophobic? What are we looking at? What are we talking about? So not to complicate this matter, not to overthink it, Che Guevara becomes very focused long-term on Latin America and South America and these countries keeping an identity that is unique to themselves. He is someone who feels very passionate about the indigenous people. Now, eventually through the scope of that, communism ends up, Marxism drives his ideology. But what I was to think about is these ideas of nationality and globalism. And are these conversations that if someone is from China and they want their son or daughter to marry someone who is also Chinese, okay, is that something that we would consider racist? Okay, and if we do deem it racist, then where do we go with that? Okay, we like to think about love and marriage sometimes very differently than the idea of someone setting parameters for who someone marries or doesn't marry. And in this case, when we're talking about this cultural identity, while there's no mention of this behavior being a negative, the fact that Che Guevara is going out of his way to point out that in this moment, the Chilean people, while continuing to stay within the indigenous Chilean people, is a positive, is just something to take note of. I think the greater conversation, I don't have any right or wrong answer, because when we talk about racism, and we've talked about earlier this year, the idea that racism is something that is created. It's manufactured. Race is something that is manufactured, okay? So when we talk about that, and we talk about these being labels, and these labels carrying weight, particularly with how someone identifies, How does it fit into a picture when it comes to nationalism? How does it fit into a picture that involves globalism? Cultural identity is very important, but where does that line end when it comes to the intermixing of both races, nationalities, and cultures? Okay, so I don't have a lot of answers here for you. We're going to continue to talk about this. This book is not necessarily a book about race, the way that we've read other things or you've read other things over your time in high school. But I want us to kind of focus on this little idea, because while we know Che becomes very passionate for the working class person, and while he's also very, the best way maybe to put it is it's a lot of different ideas about Che being the freedom fighter versus the terrorist, we need to think about how he's seeing culture, identity, nationalism, globalism. Because we know he's very, very much about against the influence of outside countries in localized ways of life and elections and government. So if you take that idea and you walk it back, how further does it go? And it's something to consider, something to think about as we continue to study Che Guevara and his adventures as a young man.